With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Rainfall hampered the progress of the CUC Inter-Primary Boys Cricket Rally this morning. However, each team had the opportunity to play one game before the downpour. 12 teams, including the K-Man BRAC, took to the field this morning to play in the Six Overs Youth Competition. Minister for Sports, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, batted the first ball to open the one-day boys tournament.
I'm actually excited that we have so many schools participating in the third year. Second year that boys had participated, and the first year that we have a team from the BRAC in the cricket rally. But I feel really, really good to see so many kids here today that's going to participate in sports and sport activity. That, you know, sports is really good all around for the development of a child. But really wonderful. Had an opportunity to try and bat against one of those young upcoming bowlers. And I hit the ball maybe once. But it was good. It's very good fun.
Kerri-Ann Jones, lead PE teacher for primary schools, tells Radio K-Man Sports it's a bonus that K-Man BRAC is on board this year.
It means we've done our job. We've included everyone on the island of the Cayman Islands. Therefore, cricket is now not only situated in Grand, but right. We have taken all the country to play cricket.
Awesome. So what can we say about the Boys League this year?
Well, the Boys League is always a little bit trickier because you never know what to expect, but we expect that it'll be a great day, and we expect a lot of fours and sixes and a lot of excitement that goes with boys, because boys wants to brag in, right? And then the teams are playing with teams that they have not played with in the league, so it's they're seeing a different side of the cricket competition. So let's see what will happen in the six overs.
Sounds good. And talk about the regular season for me. When are games played and where?
So the games are played every Friday, starting at 12 with the girls' game and one at the boys' game, and they're played all over the island. We have games at Annex most Fridays and at the other primary schools.
How's that been coming along? I know it must be busy hustling and bustling, getting to the different venues.
It is a bit crazy because we try to get in a match every week.
Yes.
And from what I've seen, it has been some really good cricket, a lot of over the 100 schools. So I see that things are happening and a lot of teams have improved. I can mention CIS. They came fourth in the rally yesterday. They were nowhere to be found last year. So teams are actually latching on to the game of cricket, and they are just showcasing their talents. So the competition is now a little bit tighter because it's no longer, oh, is this team or that team. It's who plays best on that day on the pitch.
Donned in red, K-Man BRAC is ready for some exciting cricket action in the boys' division.
Well, I'm looking forward to the kids having a good time and getting some experience, you know, because we don't get a lot of competition in the BRAC, so with cricket. So at this age, you know, they need this exposure.
Speaking of this age, tell me a little bit about your team and how you've got them together and how often you guys practice together.
Well, they were practicing during PE classes, so at least once or twice a week. And then I leave the equipment out for them to practice at lunchtime. So, yeah, they're doing pretty good.
They're young in the game, or some of them are?
Yeah, some of them are young. I have a couple that are more experienced because their parents play.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. So how do you think you're going to fare in this rally today?
I think we'll do okay. I think it'll be a learning experience more than anything for the K-Man BRAC team.
One of K-Man Cricket's goals is to invest in the future. The development manager for K-Man Cricket, David Bernard, says he likes what he sees so far.
It has been coming along well. Progress has been incremental, I should say. But the fact that we have cricket in the primary schools and cricket in the high school shows that we're on the right track. We just need to keep the structure and try to improve on it year round. And so far we've been seeing good results, so we just need to keep improving on it, and it will get to the point where we, you know, we'll have very competent age group cricketers. And, you know, as part of K-Man Cricket, that is something that we are looking forward to. We're investing in the youth because eventually they'll become the adults, so we have to give them a strong base, so later on we'll have better individuals in the society, better individuals in cricket, and it will augur as well for K-Man Cricket and K-Man Islands.
Have you seen any improvement from last year, and what are your thoughts on how the girls performed yesterday?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that question, because someone came to me and they noticed that the competence of the girls had improved. And, you know, funny enough, you have come to me now this morning and is asking me that question. So obviously, yes, they have improved, and that's what we are looking for. Over the years, it has been getting more competitive. The quality of the cricket has been improving, the bowling, the bat, the ball striking, bowling, the fielding skills, throwing, all those fundamental skills are improving in the juniors, and that's what we aim to see in with events like this. It's about involvement, their development. It's not necessarily about winning, but it's about being out there competing, you know, learning how to control emotions, dealing with pressure situations from an early age, teamwork, you know, helping one another, and it's been all good to see so far.
As mentioned previously, games were rained out today, but organizers are hoping to reschedule them by June. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.